Michael, well, wait, why are you putting me through the stress?
No,
I'm in front of the bank. Yeah?
No, this is Michael, right?
Yeah?
No, this
I'm
is...
I'm in front of the hotel. I am not... Yeah.
I'm Ed Shanks. I'm at the reservation desk at the Simba Safari.
Which... What? They said... The hotel said that there's nothing like safari. They don't know safari. What through this... Through this problem? I'm tired of people coming through this problem. I have to shout on you because I'm tired. I'm not fine. I have not taken my bath this morning. I haven't... taking any money just because of you. I have been traveling all the way for one that you have mistaken. Where's your wrong? Where's wrong? I'm pissed.
Well,
there's problem.
There's no need.
Why you say
there's no need for you to be upset. Everything's going to be all right.
Yeah. There's nothing all right. Where am I going to sleep this night? I don't have a clinic. I don't have anywhere to do. With me. I have not taken my food this morning. I have not taken a damn meal this morning. I haven't taken my bath. The hotel limit. I just don't know any safari camp. And you brought me here. So what is the meaning of all this rubbish?
Well, look, the Hotel Majestic is lying about our safari camp because we had some difficulties with stealing their customers. And
Mr. Alfred, listen
this
to
is
me.
I am not Mr. Alfred. I am Mr.
Okay.
Ed. I am Mr. Ed Shanks. I work for the Simba Safari, and Alfred doesn't have a phone. He wants me to tell you, since there are no phones at the camp, that the Majestic people are lying. That's just, it's that simple. And Alfred's waiting.
Good.
Alfred's waiting for you at the camp. He can't leave.
I don't know the room.
He
can't. Listen to me. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
If you have any problems... You should call Mr. Bernie Rhodes in the UK.
I don't have the address. Yeah, fine. I don't have the address of the camp. I don't know anywhere in I don't know in Cotonou in Niger. I went to Cameroon. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Hello?
I can't
good.
Hear you.
Good. I went to Cameroon. I was arrested in Cameroon for good 2 weeks. Now I'm now in Niger Republic, Benin Republic. Right now I am in front of the Hotel Le Majestic, and they said they know nothing of Simba Safari.
Well,
they know nothing of Safari Camp.
So
what do you want me to do? I don't know where the direction is. I am not living there. I'm going to go back to London. Africa's supposed to wake me up.
What you need to do is call Bernie Rhodes, but you're real close to the camp.
Bernie Rhodes' number is on voice going. He's not going. I don't even have him right now. Talk to Alfred.
Ask him where Park Du W is. The entrance is through the city of Kanda, Kandi. You know where that is?
I don't know. Please.
Okay.
Yeah. I told Alfred. The shuttle driver who's carrying me, please. I told Alfred please $500, so I could make payment for the shuttle driver. Now the shuttle driver is threatening and arrest me. He's threatening police, and I'm getting away from him because he's threatening to take me to the police.
But wait a minute.
I'm not telling you right now that what am I going to do? Then Donnie Rose's number in London is on voicemail.
What? Did you say you got arrested?
I don't have a place for this night. I don't have a place for this night. I haven't taken my bath this morning. I haven't eaten any meals this morning. I have been at the desk at Le Majestic Hotel.
Well, you're so close to the camp. It's a shame.
I don't know the road. I don't know the road to the camp. Alfred told me that he was going away from me at the Limastic Hotel. That was what he told me. But I'm going missing. I don't know the road to the camp. I don't know anywhere in Republic of Benin.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. You just stand by there, stay in front of the hotel, and I'll get back to you in a little bit. Keep your phone on.
No problem. I'm waiting for your call.
All right. Goodbye.
Yeah, bye.